Iran, that's the way to do it. So before we start the sugya, we have two more lines to go in the Gemara itself. Mamish, two more lines. So the Gemara says on Asamba Gimel and Mudbeis, Vahamine Rava Me'ar Nachman, Kisru Tznu L'Shliach Mal, Tzuluki Tzalak Lehu, Odim Al-Tircha Dizuchay. Interesting Gemara. Interesting Gemara. What does it mean? Before we finish, I'm going to have another Ravashi, the Yolach Lamal take. Remember what the context is. We learned last week a whole figure of also Adam Shlichusa. That they've already completed their Shlichus and they can no longer do. We had a whole discussion about the strange expression that they used on one get, 100 gittin. So the rabbi proves the whole story. So in this context, you get an impression to talk about the same thing. What does Rashi say, in fact? Kitzvu tznu l'shliach, the first white line. The shliach sheli sheminiti v'chein asa. But until now, what happened? He said, napata tapata. What were they supposed to do? Write the get and give it to the woman. Here, what's different is, according to Rashi, only one thing. Give it to the shliach. Why? Because they did what they had to do. Oh, Dilma, no. Hainami Asher Yovel gets the other with the Tzgarei Shason Shluchim. Lichtov. In other words, in the previous sugya, the Gemara seemed to have said that never do you write another get, right? What do you mean? Kitzuv ankur b'kisaychu, right? So we reject what Rabba says, that over the shlichus, we accept Rav Nachman's opinion, we're all up to 100 times, because obviously the mission was to give the get, not just to have it in the pocket, but to put the get in the woman's hand. Here though, when it's specific, if they give it to a shaliach, perhaps we should say that once the get is given to the shaliach, it's over. And if the shaliach loses it, too bad, it came out another one. That's the Gemara of Shaila. Again, first side is yes, over, slugi salak will, and second one is no. He was trying to save time by giving me the opportunity to give it to a shaliach, and not have to go schlep to the woman's house. But if the get gets lost, come out another one. Then Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, Rashi explains, Yoruch Lamao, Im Tintalam, unwritten in Tintalama. Often the Gemara is Im Tintalama. If you'll say one was part of a Shaila, I have another Shaila. Here the words Im Tintalama do not appear. That's important. We'll see later on. But that's what it means according to Rashi. Im Tintalama Bahach. Lama Ela Kitzut Nul Shliach. Im Kitzut Nul Shliach. The Ovad. The Asu Shlichusa. The Kalmazit Tivim Gamru Biasu. In that case, assuming that they can no longer write another get. Also here, my. What's the thing? Mi Amrina Teva Dama Kitzut Nul Shliach. V'yolichlo. He added two words. Atzon shluchim l'angzav v'lichlov asher yagia liyada. Because that's why he added those two words. We got pirshlam koka. Odim aloshna. That's unresolved. Atka the Gemara. The Gemara quote the Rashi is fairly straightforward. It also with the previous sugya, but also adim shlichus. Good. That's all that get is lost. Okay. Posh. It's quote the Rashi. It's very posh. What will happen in the case of the get possible, Rabbi Otai? What do you say? Yes, also what the demo would you say in this kind of a case? Also shlichusam alo, also shlichusam. In this whole sugya, what do you say? For sure alo, also shlichusam. Right? Because the Rashi is the only shas by Ova. But if they just wrote it, they wrote a chasva. That's how the Beis Yosef explained. Fine. What did the impact? So the Beis Yosef writes, you know, although we have a rule, many go on about a rule, that whenever there's an imtim salam, we pass like the imtim salam. Right? There's a shayla one, and if you'll say one side of shayla one, what about shayla two? So there's a go on about a rule, we pass like the imtim salam. Why? Otherwise, what's the Gemara talking about? I have a shayla A, and if you'll say one side of shayla A, what about B? And if that side is not acceptable to Allah, what are you tumbling for? Little's not. So the fact that Gemara says imtim salam on side A means that we pass on side A. That's a clown go. And the Rambam usually follows that. Here the words imtim salam are not found, therefore the Beis Yosef says, not found, the rule that we pass like imtim salam does not apply. So writes the Beis Yosef, but the Tur says it differently. The Tur says, no, we pass like the tzad of the imtim salam. Right? That's the shot. Imtim salam, as Rashi says, there's obvious also shlichusa. It's exactly as the Tur paskins, and the Mefarshim and the Shulchan Aruch said the same thing. There's clearly also shlichusa. So therefore, should be only go with the Gemara, Rashi, Tosis. Excuse me, the Gemara, Rashi, and even the Tur, basically hold free. It's talking about Avat Potel Hashulah Watzushlichus and Avat. There are two shailas in a row. According to Beit Yosef, they're both unresolved. According to the Tur, the first one is resolved, and if the word is involved, then that's found explicitly. We don't think Gemara Jarmin Rashi includes the word in this one. Fine. I've got the push the part of the sugya. The problem is the Rambam. The problem is the Rambam, and it relates to the problem in the Rif too. The Rambam is in Peret Beis Halacha Tes. Okay, now the Rambam can open up. The Shulchan Aruch is there too. The Rambam seems to have had a different, we don't know what he means. We don't know what he said, what he had in the Mishnah and the Gemara. Rambam writes in Peret Beis Halacha Tes as follows. Avraham Abad Kitzu v'Kitzu v'Tzu v'Shliach L'Holich 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 V'Kotzu v'Kotzu v'Nasu v'Shliach. And it's a get bottle. Oh, Potzel? We thought Potzel is surely nothing. Why is Chatz v'Alma? No, Ram is not so sure. Ein Kotz v'Nacher Achiyim L'Chu B'Bam. So you get a further confirmation. Why? Sh'relo Otto V'Shluchim L'Gerishin V'Shem Elo Otto Sh'yichtu V'Yitzu L'Shliach B'Bam. Whoa, what happened over here? According to Rashi, you already get possible garbage. Certainly, as Elliot said, what kind of shayla is this? The Rambam has to go through hoops. Let's say why it is a shayla. Interesting. The Rambam is a patient. He loves this over here.
It is the holy.
That's another problem. We'll get that later. The whole of Kateku. Hold. You asked, there's another question. I'm to the first show. We'll come to that later. But the question is like this, according to the Rambam. But he gave garbage. This is what the Rambam is saying. Something very interesting. If I say it's time, Kitsu, Tnu, Get, Ishti, what I mean is a kosher get. Otherwise, what good does the wife do? Wife has a get, which is not kosher. Doesn't do any good. But once I start adding verbiage, and I say, Kitsu, the Kitsu, Tnu, the Shliach, Lolachla. And I say, give it to the Shliach, then you get an impression that I asked you to do a specific action. And if I asked you to do a specific action, it's arguable that if you wrote a get and gave it to my Shliach, you did a specific action. The get is possible or bottle. Never mind the details. You did the action. This is the lumpus of the Rambam. If I say give a get to my wife, but I mean it's an effective get. It has to be effective, otherwise it's garbage. But the minute I say give a get to the Shliach, and the Shliach is not going to be the end all and the be all, it's just one part of the process, no. You gave a piece of paper, it's in big letters on top, G-E-T, get. And it's so it's a fatah, said it's a fatah, it's a big deal. A get it is, you gave it to the Shliach, I asked you to do a particular action. I didn't ask you in effect to achieve a particular result. That's the tzad, according to the Rambam, that also shlichus and even the get is possible, even if it's possible, it's all right. Atkan shita the Rambam. And since we're not sure of this, so it's an unresolved question. What about the other half? We didn't say the other club. So the cast of mission springs into action and says like this. He says, the Bainish Shalom. The Rambam says, the case of Yolachwa. The law cost of Rabbeinu al Abayat and Yolach. Should not feel the Kiyama of Yolach, well, Yishtal on the coast of Kosh, can echo the Lama of Yolach. So if you didn't say Yolach, certainly it's unresolved. You read that? Hold on a second. Hold on.
Meaning the first
case is definitely what?
First case would be what if you didn't do it? First case to us.
So also shlichus is no good. Get it certainly no good. So it's Rabbi Rashi. But the beef is all saluki salkinu. What do you think?
Like that we pass in the name of the Lord.
We pass it to the Lord, right? And then with the get in the first case is certainly going to be no good.
Right.
Only here's the stuff. So, says the Kesef Mishnah, Kati Kasha, Hav the Lichtov din heichad lo'omah v'yolik l'shmina, the Bohon Amin Kasha v'nasa v'shliach get achar amin tzavim m'gureshes. He's assuming that it was going to be something there too. Yeah? So what did he say? So he says... He Eshel Litzlov Velomar, the Baya Kamaitel of Afarish Lelenim Otto Edim Shlichusam, Kvabaya Rasraitza, Elenian and Yakolin are Edim Leo Shluchin, Lolocha, Kvashapiri Sharif. The Riff had a whole wacky shot over here. Nothing to do with the Sugya. The Riff of Shot and Alec Gemara, different case. Kitzu Vitnu Lishlia. Mao. So we had a machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi said the get got lost, and the Rambam said the get was pummeled. And the Riff says neither. Gevaldik again. I write a get, and I say, you two guys, you give it to the Shliach. Well, it was Rafi, you know, it's a tzaddikim. Instead of giving it to the Shliach, you know, the Dubi would do one better. But give it to the wife. But give it to the wife. They'll save an extra step. Are they authorized or not authorized? So understands the Riff. So if the Riff understands it this way, it has nothing to do with anything. That's a separate shayla. Mother Mike. So the first pair of shayla is what? Kids through to the Shliach Mao. Flukis, Aliklah, all Dilma, Latirka, the new Chayish. And it's nope still. Not puzzle, not lost, nothing. That's the first shayla. Now, new shayla. Amalei Ravin Ravashi, Viola Flamahu. That goes back to the original. So the shayla that we had earlier in the sugya, Nafata Tafata, where it was get puzzle. And it said, Viola Flamahu. No, so therefore the Rabbim didn't quote the first Ibaya because it's not, nothing to do with our Indian. At first, it's very difficult. How do you imagine Rambam is more dancing in from one case and then going to another case and back to this case? The Riff presumably understood both shadows had to do with his own new case. Rambam is half like the Riff, but the Yachloitu. It's half the Riff is right, half the rest of the world is right. And he wants to go back and forth between one and the other. Doesn't seem to fit. This part of the case of mission. Doesn't seem to fit. Oh, the next question should have called that case. We'll see soon, the paragraph. We'll see soon. Now, the Lecha Mishnah doesn't like this at all. And he has an interesting interpretation. He says like this. You pass like the infant Saloma. I didn't say the words infant Saloma, and they have to say those magic words. So for some reason you follow the infant Saloma. Whatever, you have to the details. You do say the infant Saloma. Okay? But, at Lecha Mishnah, I don't kind of see what it says, so the opposite of Rashi. He loves Shab, Imtim Saloma, that we don't say Asu Shlichusa. This is our commission's shot. They assume you don't say Asu Shlichusa. So therefore, what happened? I gave the get to the two people, and I said, listen, kids go through the Shliach, and we say Lo Asu Shlichusa, because the Tircha to do Chayt. So really we say that they can write another get, even though the first get was possible. Why? Because I wanted to really affect the get completely, just I was trying to save them the hassle, if you'll assume that way. But if he says the Farish, Yolich Love, with I'm in charge, I'm orchestrating the whole scenario. I'm saying, you give it to the Shliach, the Shliach will bring it to the wife, and don't quote me. I'm saying explicitly that your mission is limited to give it to the Shliach, and the best proof that it's more limited, I'm now going to finish it the rest of the scenario. I'm not going to leave it to your imagination. If I take it to the Shliach, and the rest is left to the imagination, what's Shliach going to do with it? Give it to the wife. So then maybe I'm just saving it a half. If I say explicitly, give it to the Shliach, and the Shliach give it to her, I'm painting the whole picture, and you better do the picture my way. So that case is going to be worse. There's a suffix, maybe it's also Shlichusa, but in a case I didn't use those words, Viola Klaw, the Lecha Mishnah claims, it's certainly low of the Shlichusan. Perhaps, that's what he suggests. That's what he suggests. Truth is, the Bach is exactly the reverse, according to the Rambam. The same way that Eliot said before. The first case is Avada of the Shlichusan. So you have, you know, as you said, the same as Rashi, because they just moved it over from Nevad to Nipsal. So you have therefore the fact that really three sheetahs according to the Rambam. What are three sheetahs? The first one against the Mishnah, they both are suffix. The second shot is the Lecha Mishnah. The first case is certainly the get is That's chazer get. That which the first case of get is the right, another get for sure, and the second case we don't know. And according to the back of the chazer mechalik, it's the other way around. In the first case, same as Rashi, they certainly cannot write again. In the second case, they can write again. And then there's the riff shot, the second shot. So a total of four pshat, but then you have the riff, which is going to be shver. There's three pshat, and lower than didn't be. In the first case, he buys the gemara according to the Rambam. It was also a suffix, or it's a vada, one of two ways. A vada, they can write another get, or a vada, they cannot write another get. So we have all the various sheets. So let's go to the riff now. The riff business. The riff is a strange interpretation. Strange. Now, this is a Rambam in Perek Tes. Halacha Lamed Aleph. I'm not sure if it was on the Rambam Kama, but if it was, it should have been. It was?
No.
I don't remember anymore. Okay, Rabbi, the Perek Tes, Halacha Lamed Aleph. What's the question, Chai?
Right. So which way did he say it?
Like Rashi. It's all Rashi. Yeah. Rashi. Same as Rashi to the word. So he said he passed like that way. They tell us that we don't pass like it. Doesn't say the word that starts with a fresh. Here's Rambam, Halacha Lamed Aleph. Listen to this again. Listen to this Rambam. Listen to this. Amar l'shnayim, kitzel v'chitzel v'tznu l'ploni shalach lishti. Okay? Said the Pharisee, give it to him. What happened? Im alichu hein b'yatman, v'nath l'lah, ain't a get, shalom atza otan shluchim l'gevishin. No good. Right? This is what the Rif says, right? I mean, the Rif says it's Shana al-Gemara. But this is what the Rambam says. Right? No, it wasn't possible, it wasn't never. Stop, I only want to give it to Shliach. Then he has a good. Rabotai horu beget there, b'dova she'eno nira, v'shibush shahoya b'nuschol shelohem. What an interesting Rambam. My Rebbe means the Rambam, means the Rif. Paskin wrong, because he has some kind of a wrong girsa over here. It's a wrong girsa here in the Gemara. This is the riff. Okay? So now, in effect, the Rambam passes in this case, and indeed it is really no good. No good for sure. There's no suffix over here. So how can it be that the Kesef Mishnah suggests, according to the Rambam, it'll shot in the fire like the riff? Then it should have been an unresolved question. Here, he says explicitly that it's absolutely no good. I repeat. Then we say, if they gave it direct to the woman, ain't no get. It's certainly no good. Nope. How can he say it's an unresolved question in the Rambam? That's another chat like the Rish. The Rambam goes to the Pharisee that this case is no good. It's not nothing to do with the Gemara Shaila. Because the Rish made a mistake in the Gersa. That's the kasha. It's a smooth kasha. Yes. Well, the question is the viola story. Because over here he has, what did it want to say? Kitzvu tznu v'shliach mal. Luki salak lua zima zirka tzu chayish. The viola kla mal, take him. But here, Rama viola can both, no? Tzu the ploni sheyola, huh? Sheyola kla ishti. Sheyola kla. And what do you have in Perek Beis? Same thing, no? What's the expression in the Rama Perek Beis? Aloha test. What's Rama's expression? Leholik, this is violik, sheolik. That's the question. We have violik. Neither is like the Gemara. Gemara has violik, and he has sheolik, and then he has violik, leholik.
In text, he says, kitzu, that's not Gemara either.
Okay.
And soon, which is also what we said, too, soon, which we have.
Mm-hmm.
That up
another mm-hmm. Could be. So this is what I thought. This shot is so far off the mark, but it doesn't seem to work out. Until I opened up, and the Tzitzit of all people, the Torah Gittin, which is a critic, accepts this shot. I couldn't believe it. He does. And Simon Kufkov Beis, the Kuzlchev, of all the shots, we have 300 shots in the Rambam, the Beis Yosef shot. We have the Lechemishas shot. Because it's the first shot, Kesef Mishnah. We have the Lechemishas shot. We have the Bach of Kuzlchev. All the trying to reject them all. And what did he jump on? He likes the shot, the second shot of Kesef Mishnah, of all things. The treating is so difficult. He likes it. This is Simon Kufkov Beis. Divkot Lachet, the last piece in Kufchot Beis. He likes it. He likes it. The Shazam is right. Why? So we had a question. What's it doing here? That was our biggest question. We got the details, the intricacy of Yolach, Yolach, Shayolach, Viyolach. What's doing this? Come on, what's crazy? You have a whole string of other Shlichusa. Then you throw in a case where the Tzuget is not Nifsal or not Nevin at all, according to the Rambam, the Rif. Then you go back to a case where it's Nifsal. What's going on? Says the Rif. So it's getting like this. The main question is, if you call the lift of get Acher Bishan Nifsal, the ha talia. That's its breakthrough. The two go together. Why? The imnoma the hain viatman gamke shluchim the gayrishin hain and only the tirch of the duchayish. Right. That means that what? That their main role is to give the get, make sure it goes through. This is trying to save them a hassle. And that's why if the get is not lost, the get still is around. They can, in fact, give the get to the woman. Memela, Yecholim Gamkein Lichtov Geracher, Dahavi Ka'oma Kisu Tzu, V'chein Kotova Mishnah Lamelech, Behedyo. So they in fact can give the get to the woman directly. Here's the Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Beis Halacha test. When he makes this dependency, or we call it what the Torah is given called, Ha Baha Talia. Hold on a second. Over here. But Afilu means it's a shalom in both cases. Listen very carefully. When it became possible. Why? How can it be? The nay to Salkinu, although he said they can't give the get to the woman herself. They can only give it to the Shliach. Mikomako. After she called the Lichtov Gerach, Shama Biolach, one of the times she comes to Rashi, that son Shluchim Lichtov, Ad Sheyagia Liyoda. The fact that he added the word Biolach means he's giving them an extra mission to make sure the mission gets done. That's Shana Rampa. The Perek Beis, Lo Kota Vayibaya, the Tznu Lishliach, Below Biolach. Why? Listen to this. Kevin Shekhar Pasuk, Perek Tess, Luchas Gersh, the Saluki Salkinu. Drama Pasuk is a Perek Tess without any bias. Flat out. It's Saluki Salkinu. The Meli Adina, if it didn't say Biolach, the Asurin Lichtov Acher, the Abishat, Lo Yiboyal on Klau, Raki Salkinu. The Kevin Shekhar Pasuk, the Rambam, the Salkinu. Vimela Pshita Shatsurin Lichtov. Why? Because Salkinu, they can't give it to the woman when he calls to give it to the Shliach. So they certainly cannot write another get. Done. They gave it to the Shliach, it's over. And the Hakilo, all behavior, Isaiah Rakliyama, Violet, he calls to not there. Who passed up his suffix, Megureshet. That's what he said. This is what the Torah is getting. He likes the Ketzer Mishnah Pshat. The Ketzer is a little bit complex. This is what he says. Okay, I'm also going to spend more time, but I'm itching, frankly, to get started next sugya. Let's start right away. Okay, this is left over from last week. Now we're about to start with Siyata Vishmaya new sugya. That's a lot of people who are not here today. We got to tell them they should catch up tomorrow. What we had to say today, so we're going to be lost. Okay, and so this is important. So it's going to take a while. Mr. says, Aisha Sharma is Gabali Gipi, Sri Khashtekida Yadim, Shnayam Sha'omer Bifaneo Amra. What does Amra mean? was Amar Mir. Said what? Said what? Rashi says Amar Lo LeKabla. Does he? Ain't on the appointment of the Shliach LeKabla. Ushnai Amar LeFaneinu Kibel. What we call Eidei Mesira. A strange word. Vikara. What's Vikara mean? What does it get? What? What does it get? What does it do? We'll see soon. Vafila Eidei Nereshonim Eidei Nachronim. Avechem Nereshonim Avechem Nachronim. Avechem Nereshonim Avechem Nachronim. Avechem Nereshonim Avechem Nachronim. Fine. So that's the mission. Okay? So the car, you remember the Gemara, they want to rip up because they're afraid of the Shas HaShmad. Okay. So the mission is rather straightforward. Now we come to one of the most difficult sugyas in the Masechta. You think about it. This is a very hard sugya. Just hang in with it, just to analyze it as best we can. Itma. Baal omal l'pikodah, l'shlish omal l'gerishim. Me never. It doesn't matter whether the get is kosher or possible per se. It's a question of credibility. Who is believing? So the machlok, Rafuna Amar Baal Nemar, Rafchis Amar Shlish Nemar. Shlish is another word to say the Shaliach. Presumably it's Shlich LeKabbalah, no? So the mission's going on, the Pashas. Rafuna Amar Baal Nemar, Ve'im Isa de Legerish and Yahweh in the LA. Had he wanted to divorce his wife, Lididah have a Yahweh in the LA. He would have given it directly to her. So why is he giving it to this funny Shlich LeKabbalah? So Rashi has the word. How do you know? That he's supposed to have given it to her for Gerish, and he would have given it to her in. That's only true if they're in the same town. But what happens if, as he came to tell you about Bani, he's in Eretz Yisrael and she's in New York. My Bani lies over the ocean. So how many that he should have given it to her? She's so far away. So she pointed a Shliach LeKabbalah in Eretz Yisrael, and he gave it to that Shliach in Isa. If he wanted to give it to her, she's over the ocean. Alright? So that's the in the same town. That's what Rashi says. Good so far? A new concept. Rashi is very, very, very laconic here. A bit later, Rashi elaborates some more. What does it mean, Dohar Hemne? What do the words mean? Shlish Nema Dohar Hemne believed in. And it's believing overcomes the Svar of the Im Isa. We have to understand what that means. I mean, it's perhaps the most important of all Machlokes in the Sugya, of all discussions. What does it mean, Dohar Hemne? He believed in. And he believed in. And he believed him. Actually, I don't think Shema Tzara. He believed him. The man believed the Shlish. He believed him. Believed him what? It's up to me to impart credibility to people. I've had a position to think, okay, you are hereby, I hereby bestow upon you an aura of credibility. Hemne. What kind of business is this? I want to think about what am I talking about? What's Hemne? What does it work for? Where? Put in your word in your search. Go through shop.
No, I think cases where first of all, if we ever have to use the teacher, then...
Oh, that's a good cash. Mosir Rav Abba, Hodoat Bal Dinkavein, Zavim, Ushlish Nemon Mishneen. Okay, so there, Makach, there, Makach, Shlish Neman. Okay, at the Gemara, a few places. So, that's what you have in mind. So what do you see? That you can give all the credibility over your money to a trustee. Right? But we both place the money in the hands of the trustee, so he should be believed to do whatever he thinks is correct. Money. Shani Mamun, Tif Yahiv Limitila. What does that mean? Rashi, here's the key Rashi. This Yav the Mechila, Shem Becholo Mechol, I can forgive my money, I can give away my money. He'll go. Shlish Nema. The Kevin Shemino must be on this track about the Chom. So all of them call him, oh no, the Hamel Kol Mashi Yomar. In other words, I can take my money and burn it, I can give it to you. So I give it to a trustee, and I accept in advance whatever the trustee says goes. Right? And whatever the trustee says goes. And therefore we say, whatever the trustee says goes, rules and nevados. I lost my money, what would otherwise be considered unfair? It's not unfair. I agreed in advance. I agreed to give away my money in the case where this particular fellow says that the money belongs to my adversary. I agreed in advance that we're going to depend upon the words of the shalish. That's what you call emnet. Okay. Aval benilsa de isura ein biyado lahamim. It's not in my capacity to believe someone who's otherwise likely not believe in matters of Easter. I'll trust that it's kosher. I'll give up the stole, the aura of credibility upon you. If you say it's kosher. And you and I both know kind of kosher. That's a quack, a fake, a fraud. I mean, if I believe you it's kosher, if it's trade, it's trade. If I can't give credibility to somebody who deserves it, who ever heard of giving credibility in matters of Easter the Heather? Matters of divorce. She divorced, she's not divorced. I'll say, I believe you. That's irrelevant. That's the Gemara says. So far, so good. You have to understand, of course, sounds like Rav Huna is a good svara, and Rav Chis is a good svara. And the question, of course, becomes, well, who's right, and what does each one maintain? That his svara is better? Now we haven't figured it out yet. Check the Gemara Kasha. So I'm trying to have a hand to get it. The hand of get, no? Is he worth even my get? Nah! Get a moment. The word get to me is shtar moment too. I have a time of a hand of shtar. So that includes get a moment. Meeting Gabi Adon, the time, two separate prices. One is the hand of get and one is the hand of shtar. It's all the same thing. Get me the shtar moment. So therefore this question for this concepta, it has been answered. Any questions that you have? Someone touch a shot, yes.
That's exactly what I would have said.
If you'll say that he wanted a divorce, he would have given it to her herself. The fact that he gave it to the man indicates only for a picada. That's exactly what I would have said. But you just said, that's what he said. What do I have him?
No. If he wanted a divorce, why would he give it to the Shnei Kabbalah?
No, because we're saying if he wanted to divorce his wife, why would he give it to a Shnei Kabbalah? She's standing right there. Why should I give a gift to a Shlia if the woman's in town? Go knock on the door, give it to her.
But there,
on the contrary, Shnei Kabbalah was there, but there it's the same place, the same city. So if in the city I have two choices, to give it to the woman herself, or to give it to an agent of the woman, it'd be much better to give it to the woman herself. Much more straightforward. That's a good question. Rashi says they're both in the same city. Yachad Behir. But let's say New York City. I live in Riverdale. And let's say the woman is in Staten Island. Sure. Part of the same city. Staten Island. The end of the world. The Riverdale Staten Island could take an hour. So instead of schlepping for an hour, he gives it a Shnei Kabbalah. Was in Riverdale? That's a good question. I guess notice the ear was much smaller. And it would take 2 minutes to give it to her. That's why we're not going to sue it. For the sake of saving 2 minutes, we're going to give it to a Shnei Kabbalah. Make a good point. What the ear is, Marach Shloshim, like Ninveh. Just what you have to say. Ninveh, he, her ear, Akdola. No, you can listen to the Chumash yesterday. Ninveh, no one paid attention. No? Is that like, am I making a mistake? You read yesterday?
Yes.
Ninveh, he, her ear, Akdola. And the Sefer Yonah said it was a three-day walk. They have trolleys. A three-day walk. So you want to save 3 days to get the Shnei Kabbalah. They don't see. I think the ear probably doesn't mean Ninveh. It means Lake Como. It's one corner, and I got it down here. So you know, so give it to her. Yeah.
They didn't in that time. Good question.
Chaim asked, we have so many cases today that the people hate each other so much, they still want to see each other. They don't want to see each other. So they can be literally in the same building, so they won't so have to play, you know, rules. You go to this room, you go out of this room, you go into this room, you're for the Shliya. So you're still alone. That's the difference. They don't want to see each other. That's Chaim's question. Maybe it's like Tadak, 1999. They don't want to see each other because they're in the same town. That's why I gave it to Shliach Lolo or Kabbalah. It could have been the Shliach Lolo. What's the difference? That's a very good question. To be sure, I'll talk about it a little bit. They use the word kisufa, embarrassment. It's not the same. We use the word hatred. But there cannot be any hatred that they can. We still can't imagine that for consideration. I was not considered to be consideration of his mano. The unfortunate reality that nowadays is different. I don't know why. I don't know. I can't answer the question. But it's a very good point. Maybe I have to look a little further and talk to him. We'll see it. Yeah, yeah, something. Not there?
No. It's
Rashi.
Not much
trouble. Oh, no?
No. They call it here.
Aha. Okay, good. I learned Rashi. When you learn Rashi so much, you think it's mamish in the puzzle, no? When you learn Rashi, Rashi's so much part of us, right? Some Rashi's, it's true. Some Rashi's are more part of our thinking than others, I thought. It's a fairish Rashi. Anyway, let's go on. So you're trying a question is an excellent question. I don't know how to answer properly because in today's reality, things are just different than it was in the old days. Okay, now our mission comes into play. I know what's doing here and I'll stick it. Tanan. Ha'isha sha'amra yitzgaba ligibi tzvicha shtei kitayenu. Shnayim shemar b'faneinu amra, shnayim shemar b'faneinu kiba v'kara. V'amai lehem nei l'shlish. Let's believe the shlish. Let's believe the shlish. Who's the kasha against? Let's believe the shlish. Let's believe the shlish. Kasha against the chitza for sure, no? Right, we don't know. Kasha against the chitza for sure. Let's believe the shlish. Why do we require what? Why do we require to aid him? Why do we require to aid him who saw the Kabbalah? What do you mean? Let's believe the shlish. Kabbalah Isaac. What about the Edom Asira? What's this? What do you mean, why believe? What's going on over here? No? Let's see again. The Hamnil Ishlish. Let's believe Ishlish who says what? Who says he received the get, the shame gerishin. Why do you require to aid him to tell us that she is divorced? What are you here for? So the Gemara is like this. Mika nafa pita mitosa yodei, elahemnei, remember, in time of the Gemara is to rip it up. So although we know for a fact that the get was once in his hand, that's what comes to that in a minute, but since now it's not in his hand, so he's no longer, he has no longer has credibility because they ripped it up. Tainach, armor, alright. Now we need to wait for the show to tell us that he was a shliach l'kabbalah. Kibel lomeli. Why do you need to wait for him to say that he received it? What do you need it for? Kivel Lamanis. Why do you need Aiden? Why? Why? You know, at one point it was in his hands. Good enough. Let me good enough. Here's the answer, I'm going to say. Tosafot sort of explains. If I have a get, if a woman has a get, and the get has two Aiden Hasim, so why the Aiden Hasim is fine? If they tikkun aholah, that's Lamed Vav, so we're opening their shear. What do you mean, tikkun olam? And if a woman will produce a get with two siblings, she will assume everything I call that shenas, that's also not shah. They can repeat it earlier again. That everything's done properly. So there's no need for anything more than eidim chasima on the get. There's no need for any eidim misira. So therefore the question becomes, who needs over here eidim misira? Kiba, what are you here for? Right? Once we saw the get at one point in his hand, and his hands is like her hands, he's a shliach l'kabbalah, and it was in his hands, he believed to say, presumably, that he received it as a proper get according to Rav Chisda. So the question becomes, so now that it's ripped up, so what? It was already perfect proof of divorce for the famous rule of Kol Berach Shenaseh, and that's the tikkun olam of Eid HaChatzimah, that's exactly what it's about. That's the Gemara's cash. That's the Gemara. The Edom didn't sign it. That's a pshat. So what do you mean I call that shenasa? I call that shenasa means if you saw a get which is signed, you saw anything done to get it. And it wasn't signed. If it wasn't signed, you simply have to bring an Edom Mesirah, otherwise we don't know the get was ever given over properly. That's why he did it Mesirah. Okay, this finishes the second part of the Gemara. Again, the first part of the Gemara was the basic presentation of the Machlokas of Buddha Chisda with the Kasha from the Tosefta, and Moment is different than what's given over to Mechila. The second part of the Sugya is the Kasha from our Mishnah, which seems to be a Kasha against Rav Chisda with the Teretz, one Teretz and another Teretz. And so the last part of the Sugya, basically last is one little thing later, but it's the third basic last, is the following state. But the shliach told me that it was given over for gerushim. Mehemna, she believed. She said, what? The community, the shlish kufelo mehemna, the mehemna. She's only quoting him. How can she be more credible than the man that she's quoting? Ella, the amma kamoe didi the gerushim yavin yale mehemna. Migu, keyword migu. The boy amma the dido yavin nihale bow. So she could have said the get was given to me directly, and presumably that she's believed. Like every woman walks with a get, which is signed, which is lekuyim, she's believed. I said the whole get is mishnah l'shtarkinyan, so it's mishtaraya. So instead of saying that the man gave it to me directly, instead she says what? That the man gave the get to the shliach, the gerushin, not because, the shem gerushin, and I was there myself, so I heard in my own ears. So then we say that she has credibility. Migu, she could have given it to me directly, so she's also believed to say it was given the shem gerushin to the shliach. I was there witnessing it myself. I heard in my own ears, you know, the shem gerushin. Clear? It's so far the end of the sugya. The end of the sugya. Just a few more lines which relate directly to the Gemara, which we're not going to go into right now. End of sugya. Any questions?
Yeah.
No. That's the whole Tikkun Olam. That's Lamed Vav. Tikkun Olam Lamed Vav. Put the toast. Have a lot of enemies here at times. Let's take a look at that toast. The last toast. That's what it means. That they're just there for this case. The Edom Mesirah disappeared and died. But the Edom who signed it, that's sufficient proof in the hand that I called that Shanata, and no problem. That's the Gemara, yes. Had it been Edom Chassim, which more I thought until now, the more I asked the cash, what did Edom Mesirah for? Edom Chassim is enough. Right, that's a very good question. But had it been Rabbi Meir, it has to be Edom Chassim. You can give the test. Correct. So, I want to use the word. You can cross them in a safer, but something is cross them in a safer. That's what it means. Yes?
What was the point of doing the speaker? Because we see that the Ish is there.
We know that it can happen. No question that it can happen. All right. I repeat again. It certainly can happen. What's the likelihood of it happening? What's the credibility of it to say it did happen? That's up for grabs. That it can happen, and certainly can, because it really happened in real life. It happened. Happened, it happened. Can't say no. Can't, you know, revisionist history over here. Happened, it happened, it happened. Okay. And with me so far, everybody with me? Gevaldik. This is the famous sugya of Shkodan Shadish, a world famous sugya. A world famous sugya. Fine. How do we paskin the shayla? It's very relevant. So what does the Aleph of the Rambam say? Shlish Nemron, right? It sounds like. Shlish Nemron, like Rav Chisda. Do we in fact paskin with a big, big makhluk? A major makhluk? Most we show in the past like Rav Chisda. The rift flips on us. We'll see that, we'll see tomorrow. We'll see all the Ma'am covers. The rift flips. First he passed in one way, then he passed in another way. And therefore, Shulchan Aruch, there are two opinions. So whether he passed in like a Shlishan Nemon, or he passed in that Baal Nemon. Unclear the halacha, 2 days. 2 days. 2 days. Okay. Everyone got it straight. The Shana Gemara is quite simple. Gemara itself. Yes, man.
Yeah,
so it was
only
about the
city also.
Oh, good question. Now, when I do this question, we read the Tosis, when I'm in the Tosis of Shia, just Gemara has a tutorial. Gemara has a Tosis, because A, you don't have a chance to get the Rosh Hashanah yet, B, not everybody is here. There's a tutorial of Gemara has a Tosis. Tomorrow is going to be a barrage. Okay? Rosh, Ran, Rajva. It's a big three. Rosh, Ran, and Rajva. If you have a Rajva in here, someone will bring it. Rosh, Ran, and Rajva. Tomorrow. Yes. I don't know. The first thought is, I'm just going to go over for a second. It's not really our Indian here at all. They want to know why they have issued an expression, Afilu Hein Arishon Hein Achron, implying that the same people, even that case is good. What do you mean, even that case? That case should certainly be good. Because there are two different groups. You say, Dava Velo Chati Dava, Klaus, Chan, Baba Kam, and Sanhedrin, elsewhere. So Tosa says, no Indian of Chati Dava in this case. Why? The first says why they are filu. Ishlama Mishum de Bekat Achaz Dova Le Sheker. Teheki Mitzrami Shiu B'Shat Amiru B'Shat Kabbalah. Sounds like a frame. The mouth is being framed. The same Adam is saying that yes, he points them as a shliach, yes, were they when it was given over. So they have a guess, have a little mecha shema. Chartom Ha'isha. Look at this mafia. She hired out guys to perjure themselves. Hey, it's like today. You hire the person themselves, and then you walk away and get married. That's what we're afraid about. You have it later on in our Gemara. Shema Tiskarev. Wow. Unbelievable. I have the Chati Dava story. Right? Chati Dava story? No. So the Mandava Shlish Nemon, Lo Tzvichedich Amir Lady Kabbalah. Why? Because then Abchis is certainly right. Therefore, Kulei Dover. As long as you find one case, it's Kulei Dover. Here they have the Mefarish. The Shlish and the Tosfos, if they're not in the same city, everyone agrees that the Shlish is now. So here I'll tell you a secret. I'll give you an advanced preview. I remember this distinctly. One had a very difficult get. Difficult. The husband didn't want to give a get for a long time. And finally, someone talked him into it. He gave the get. He was doing here in the yeshiva. Right at NYU, the get was given. And after the get was given, but they hated each other's sinus moments. And it was up to a shliach. How much this case? Your case, guy. Give it to a shliach. So I remember, after the get was done, I went to thank Abdullah Lipschitz. That's how he was. He was tremendous. He helped out a little bit. He was very, you know, I'm sure Dominic helped out a lot, but he also was very supportive. So I went to tell Baruch Hashem, the get was given. So he said, he gave it to get directly to not? I said, he gave the get to a shliach. So he asked me, so did he cross the George Washington Bridge? Whoops. So my Amaratus
to shine. Cross the George Washington Bridge. What does he want? But it's too long to cross the bridge to, and I gave a guess. What does he mean? I didn't realize what he was talking about. He meant this din. The Shulchan Aruch says, when you give a get to a shaliach, it's preferred that the three of them should not be in the same town. Because in the same town, then according to the opinion of Rav Huna, which some accept by halacha, the Bach and Ima Ag had only Pekodin, and caused a tzaras. But if she caused the George Washington Bridge, he would report the shaliach halacha, would take her for a spin, caused the George Washington Bridge, and you know, didn't have cell phones then. Okay, the get was given. Come back, go over to the court, pay the toll, and come right back. And the moment the get was given, he wasn't in town. There's no Deir Misa, and therefore, there would be no shaliach. That's what Rav Dov Zal meant. Apparently it's too bulk. When the get gets to a shaliach, they're both in town. It crossed the bridge over the Suvalk River, and there should be no problem of Shlosh and Biracha. Everything in YU. Everything's on YU. Shluch, Shlil, given in YU. The guy walked to another room. She came into the room, and the guy was given. According to Rav David, after you authorized the Shliach to give the get, she had gotten into a car, crossed the George Washington Bridge. The get should have been given to the wife by the Shliach, then come right back. The moment it was given, the bow should have crossed the bridge. Yeah? You're asking a good question. Isn't Englewood closer than Staten Island? When I go to Staten Island, I pass through Englewood, as a matter of fact. I go through Jersey. Oh, you probably travel in this to avoid traffic. Yeah. So, I don't know. The government assumed that not here. I have Kachtikmu, and that's all finished. If no, they kind of. It's a good question. I don't know. But that's. I'll tell you a story. He really asked that question. Did she cross? Did he cross the George Washington Bridge? I'm looking at him. This is a story that goes back many years. The story must go back, oh boy, maybe 25 years the story goes back, something like that, long, long time ago. And I learned Yiddin in 8th grade, but we didn't get this far. And I just wasn't aware what I didn't know the cab she was driving at. Later on, I realized what he's talking about. I looked it up, and look at this. The first of the Chavir. And they shouldn't be in the same town. If you get to the Shliach, you'd be mad, cause George Washington Bridge. Okay, that's just a little real life. Now we started to the Tosha more than your name. Bar up on the Picard. And Sandal Gimel on the base. Hodlo knockers bar omala holoka. Ushliach omala kabola. Hey, could have been a different case, no? The bar said, I'm a shamir shliach, him here shliach loloka. And the woman said, he's a shliach for kabola. Not committed to divorce valid yet. Holoka, no. And kabola, yes. Why must they pick on him? Bishuv to those. To lo shaya chai taima. The ka'oma. The isa de la gerishim is the da havi yahiv lo. Ela kisha ome ha baal. Lipikada. If the baal says lipikada, then we understand. And we're saying, Kali wanted to get to Bicha right away. Why would he give it to her? To him? He should have given it to her. Okay? So therefore, he had some credibility when he said, Lipikada. Had I wanted to the get, I would have given it to Shliach Kabbalah. But now he says he gave it to a Shliach Lo'olokha. What Tosfos seem to be saying? The Baal has no credibility. Shlish with the Choladei, it's even according to Rav Huna. Whatever it sounds like. Why the Shlish with according to Rav Huna? Why? Because Shlish Nemun, haven't they? I happened to the Im Isa. No. Sorry, my friend. The question was, if they're all three in town, why? What reason under the sun could it be that he's giving it to the Shliach? Why do they hate each other? That didn't exist in those days. They could overcome their hate for a second. Different reason. He didn't want the Gerishin to be Chal immediately. But the Shliach Halacha, it's not valid until the Shliach Halacha gives it to the woman. That's why I gave it to the Shliach Halacha. Because he didn't want to get to Bichal immediately. No. There's no Deir Misa. It's the Shliach Kabbalah, so it's going to be Bichal immediately. Either way, so why give it to a Shliach Kabbalah? It's insane. Give it to the woman herself. If the Shliach Halacha, I didn't want to give it to her. I don't want it to be divorced until 2 hours from now, whatever it may be. He had a cheshbon, whatever it was.
Also,
yeah.
In case there's no choice of Shliach or her, there's a Shliach or Shliach. As a fact, they both agree that the person was shliach, but it was just a whole shit.
Well, even the Alakans, we also agree that he was a sort of a shliach.
Right.
I mean, in broad sense, God gave it to me to be called Moshe of the Kabbalah.
Because it's nothing.
Okay, true. Yes?
The case where the Baal, where, like you just said, the Baal wasn't sure, they're not going to be the Baal, wasn't sure whether he wanted to give it or not, he wanted to set up a level of habit to her. But the Gershon, he actually did Gershon to put the Baal in the Baal of the business.
Well, look, a man is allowed to afford the shliach lo'olach, even though I know it's not going to get there for 2 more hours, or 2 more days, or 2 more weeks, or 2 more months, okay?
The reason he's
saying
specific, whether he wants
to divorce. No, I didn't say specific. He wants to be effective. I'll give you an example. He, now it's December 31st. The millennium is about to dawn. He figures, I had enough of this shrew. I get rid of him. December 31st, he writes the get, finished. Gives it to a shliach lo'olach. Why shliach lo'olach? He wants a tax deduction for next year. He pays against the shliach lo'olach, so he won't get to her until January 1st, and then he'll be married for the first part of the year. It's a tax break. No? My accountant's MS? It's a tax break. That's what he has in mind. There's a reason. Another reason is save a few $1,000s. By this shtick. So he wanted it to postpone it a few hours. That's why he gave the shliach lo'olach. There's no damn isa. But the shliach lekabbalah, he loses tax break anyway. You give it to her, so she divorced right away, and you give it to the shliach abosh divorced right away. So it's hard to concoct the reason why I wouldn't want to give it to the rabbi. Chayla is going to be about hatred. Again, I have to, that's a good question. For some reason, the Gemara didn't consider that to be significant enough. Okay? With everyone so far, that question shot in this place. Yes. Good? With me? Done. It's an obvious question over here. Think about it for a minute. What's the Gemara saying? If the husband says a pikadon, he's not believed, right? The husband says what? Excuse me, stress that. Husband shliach lo'olach, he's not believed. If the husband is because of the quarter of Buna, he is believed. So what's the kasha? Migo. That's a gavaldic kasha. Let's believe the husband when he says Pikada, when he says shliach lo'olacha, migu, he could have said the pikada. According to the pikada, he's believed. Let him believe when it says shliach lo'olacha, even though he's intrinsically not believed, there's no dinamisa. Believe with a migu. It's a very difficult kasha. Well, that's another kasha, which is a food for thought. Well, if the man said the get is a forgery, look at that face. That face! We learned it a little bit. So what's it is? The man said it's a forgery. It's Kayim Bechotama, the first Mishnah. And if it's not his Kayim Bechotama, he can't get from the key, and then what happens? The man is, in fact, what? Believed. No. So he's believed when he says it's a forgery. Let's believe him in any case. Whatever he says, it's because. So you have two questions. Believe when the Migri could have said, no. We have one question. Believe him when he says, Shliach Olof, he could have said, because according to Rav Huna, they have Sabakasha. Believe in whatever he says, because he could have said Mizuyah, if it was the key. Yes, Yuda?
Migu
da'aza. It's a bigger chutzpah to say Mizuyah because he can be proven wrong. Flipping cards is hard to prove him wrong. So Migu da'aza. Good question. That's a good point. Good point. You're raising a good point. I like that point. Well taken. Well taken. The Migu da'aza. Migu da'aza. I'm not going into the money now, but Migu da'aza works in some cases. The challenge in the refreshment, why works for the role? Rishona works what we call Aftur B'Mamona, not Aftur B'Shua.
We're
not sure. We spent a whole lot of time on it. Could be Migu da'aza, we call it Koyach HaTaina, it's not a beer. Could be it wouldn't work in our Gemara, somebody's story, maybe you need a beer. So your question is a good question, Migu da'aza. I'm not sure the answer. Good question. Yes?
Are we raising the name of the based on who said what as opposed to his skill. You could say that that we get within, say, the Shia fans. So if the Shia fans offer it within the Shia to get to the Isha, you can assume it's what he taught us, but otherwise the Shia would actually brought them.
Well, okay, maybe. That's a clue to what the Gemara said, perhaps. I'm just raising these are food for thought questions. We're going to discuss each and every one of these questions, not for a minute, but I want us to think about these things between now and tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Next question. Ushlish Omer Gerishim. Pirish, Sha'omer Shahoya Shaliach Makabolah. Umarit Shishnaim Shemehide Bifonenu Omra. The Shivise or Isha Shaliach Makabolah. There were two Adam who say that in fact he was made a shliach lekabbalah. So I told you. Did Rashi agree to this? What do you say about Rashi? Did Rashi agree that there are two Edim who confirm that this person is in fact a shliach lekabbalah? Yes or no? Does Rashi agree or does not agree? Good. I mean, I asked to see the Gemara Rashi touches. Nothing more. Does Rashi agree? Look at the first Rashi on the Gemara. Balam alipikot of Rashi gets enough to be a shlish. Balam alipikot the sat of the yotcha. Ushlish omer the gerish in a sadali shahayisi shlucha lekabbalah. It means part of his claim is that it was a shlich lekabbalah. What's the implication of the Rashi on both sides? There are no edim. We'll see later. There's another Rashi. We'll see soon. Excuse me, I'm not welcome to Rashi and Tos. Okay, we'll come back to
it.
What do you want to talk about? So then, but who said that? Very nice. No, the woman set her up and set up the Shliach LeKabbalah. The fellow disputes whether the husband gave it to the Shliach LeKabbalah, the Shliach LeKabbalah, the Shliach LeKabbalah, the Shliach LeKabbalah. That's it. Okay, next Tos. Baal nema dimi for the gerish, the kule dim tomer im kain. Now either chacham be the tikkun loma be fana dichta be fana nechtam. The anti baal of ma'ar lo mashkechin and beth that bait. Akati ya ma'ar shiyom al pikon and asati. We dig ahead in the avinu the gerish, hasel lo binam be fana nechtam. So the question becomes, what's the purpose of the fana nechtam? What's the purpose? It serves absolutely no function. Right? No function whatsoever. Because it can't stop the husband from complaining. He can still complain that it was a pikadon and have credibility. Right? So what do you gain, Rabosa? What have you gained by appointing a man, a shliach lehalacha, to say, b'fonei nichta, b'fonei nechta, he can hold you ma'ar and say what? L'pikadon notati. What do you say about this Rabosa? What do you say? We spoke about this before. Who said Shlifonei Nechtav? Who? What Shliach? Shliach Laholacha. What's our Gemara talking about? Pashtus? Shlifonei Kabbalah. What's this talking about? What's he saying over here? Why do you have a simple answer? The answer is, by Shliach Kabbalah, Baal Naman, because of him Isa. By Shliach Laholacha, Baal Naman, why? He wanted a tax break. He wanted to be postponed a few hours till the ball drops. And the new year begins. What's Tosa talking about? You think anybody ever thinks of this? What's Tosa driving at? Talking about the wrong kind of shalit, the Ron discuss. We'll see you tomorrow. Okay, this is Tosa's cash anyway. L'chot no cash. V.A. Shloma. Shloma Haman ala b'shloshna v'ir. The Shayach Haithaimah. The L'dido ha'v'yavla. And when do you require b'fonei nichla b'fonei nechta? Ha'mevi get mi'chutzla eretz Yisrael. We didn't say yam. So they're not in the same town. So they're not in the same town. So Rav Huna's whole position is inoperative. There's no din isa. So I'm l'adashah. If they're in the same town, when Rav Huna principle applies, you don't need b'fonei nechta. If they're in different towns, if one is mental, doesn't apply. So we understand that this credibility, which the shliach has, the baal does not have. Good. For all the parak, the rab chitim imas nisim, mashu the rabuna nicha, haini mishum, till the day, ikolo ukmi b'shlosh, done be here. Right? According to the rabuna, we can say pshat in the mishnah, when the mishnah says you require eden kabbalah, where shlosh done be here, or the rabuna says the mishnah, we can have a little kip to tear it, the mishnah first, we can't have shlosh.
lost number here. Fine. The Toma. V'hano de matzich u'davov. The arsa la'arsa mishkuna l'shkuna de birachas. Na'vid ha'chom etakanasa. From one neighbor to the other, from one bedroom to the other, that it goes so far as to require the fun nechta, the fun nechta. What do you gain in that kind of a case? In that kind of case, you move from Bob on the Flatbush, the two schooners in the same year, two on Hill to Hillcrest, right? So the two neighbors in the same city near each other, you still leave the front of that. What do you gain? The husband is going to be Ma'ara and say the Pikoran. Those are Maroyim and Avav, like Rav Chisda, you know what I mean? Irik Shabal, Omer, Kisru, Tnu, V'holak, Lidargo, V'leka, L'neima, V'lido, Ava, Yoyavla. He crossed the George Washington Bridge. That's the case. He was there at the time. He told me to move from Bar Park to Flatbush. And then I don't know what he'd do. He got out of sin, not so easy from there. He had crossed the Verizon on the Gaffel. Went to St. Elizabeth, right? Or he crossed the Whitestone Bridge and went to Connecticut, to Greenwich. So he got out of town. So, that's the safe shot. Okay, so good. We have food for thought. And the Chor is talking about Shliach La'olacha, with our host against first and talking about Shliach La'kabbalah. That still is a problem. We have to resolve that. That's Iraq. That's tomorrow. Okay? I'm just going to parsha pshat in the words with a couple of foods for thought. The two migus over here, right? The Tosus of Baal. That's Baal, rather. Baal. The two migus of Mezuyah and the migu of La'olacha. Also, he could have said Lipikon. That's one thing we have to talk about. And the idea of there's only talking about halacha and we're talking about Kabbalah, that's another thing to talk about. So now we come to what I call the gut of the sugya. And I told you, the gut of the sugya is really two words. The two words are the ha hem thing. What does that mean? What do the words mean? What does Hemne mean? I give over the full credibility to the Shlish. No, I gave it over to Pekodim, and I have two Adams to witness that fact. I only gave it to Pekodim. I don't believe you for anything. I don't believe you for beans. I was so careful when I gave it to Pekodim, I have two Adams to see that I gave it to Pekodim. Remember I gave you credibility? No, you still gave credibility. Why? Pekodim, Samachalov. Why? The Zimnin, the mighty Adam, O Azalim, Dina Tayam. That when I gave it to you and I say I made two Adam hear me because I claim, I'm still giving you credibility. Why? Because if Adam die, I'll go to China, I won't get him anymore. You'll be believed to say that you got it to Gavishin. So I gave you over credibility. The aim of Farish did not never not just to be time Migu. Migu. The boy of his day, my Dika Omar. He can achieve what he says. How? She Yakalamos for the Isha. Can the Pirish the Kutris Bissamuch? Rabosai Rashi disagrees with us. And Rashi, did you believe the Torah's Migu? Where does Rashi have said the Torah's Migu? So Rashi a little bit later. Rashi did not ask me. Rashi says, at the end Ein Ashlish. Ein Shlish Elam Kain Ashlish is Biyado. The Shlish is Biyado. The object which is entrusted is in his hands. Why? Well, how do you believe that? The Migu, the boy have an Ovid Bey Maide to Omar, because he could do what he said he did. Nema Nami Rami Ross, but he did it already. Abel Zed Shakro, Ein Biyado Limotro Biyado. He's no longer in his hands to give to put it in her hand. So you see from Rashi clearly that the reason why a Shlish is believed is the Torah that we call Migu. It's not really a regular Migu, it's more like what we call a biyado. What's Migu with biyado? Migu means I could have made another claim. Biyado means I could have done something about it. My own hands, I just made another claim. But they call it Migu, it really means biyado. They say Rashi's wrong. There are three reasons why Rashi is wrong. Two at least. What are the first reasons? Why can't Rashi be right? Chodah, reason one. The below Shemigu, Hemnu, Rabbanu, Shlish. Without any Migu, they I believe the Shlush. How do you know? Once I had your number out. Rabbi Tzapta, Tafkidu Gabor Shtoro. Someone entrusted a shtar to a Tzapta. The owner of the Periyahu, and she said it was paid. The Hemner of Nachem below Shemigu, the Kevin and his cousin with Bethany Boy, Kalsil Aminam. She does not anymore be Yodo Amigu, she could have burnt the shtar. Because it already surfaced in Bethany. See, there's an intrinsic credibility to a Shlish, even if it's not be Yodo to achieve the desired result by his own hands, which is burning the shtar. That's number one. Right, number one. No, what's the answer to Rashi? On both sides. You thought about it? What's the answer to Rashi? What's the answer to Rashi? Yeah?
First one.
Exactly. That's not first of all. That's first and last of all. Lovin is different. The Gemara, you just read the Gemara. Shani Lovin, this guy of the Mechila. Rashi learns that it comes to money. You can give over your credibility to somebody else. Even today, but it's nothing to do with Migu. Some you give over the credibility. When it comes to Isurim, to Gershon, you cannot give over credibility just like this. And therefore, Rashi was forced to understand that based upon Migu / Biyado. Very good, Judah. That's the answer to the first question. Number two. The oath. Because of Migu, if it really is a Migu, lo have a polig Ravuna. Ravuna wouldn't have argued. The Hechadika Migu, Moda. Kidarmina, the son of Moda Ravuna, the Amakane di Viva Kule. Cool. Here's a question, tremendous question. If it's considered to be a Migu, then why do we say, why does Ravuna argue? Later, Mr. Ravuna agrees that when she had the Migu, she could have said it was given to me. To believe when she said it was given to the Shliya. Here too. What's a Migu? What's a Migu? As Rashi said, Migu, he could have given the guest to her. So believe the Shliya when it was given to him. And Shliya for Kapola, the Migu could have given it to her. Yeah, we know Ravuna, although he agrees later on, the Moda Ravuna here, he doesn't agree. He's not a Migu, not a Biyada. That's question two. Now, in effect, point three, so in fact, why is it not a Migu? Why, if it is a Migu, it's actually right. Why is it no Migu? So it tastes like this. Elo chashiv migu for ain biyada shliach lemotro leisha. Can't do it. Why can't he do it? The shema isha lo tisrat to the kabbalah get. She won't want to take it. Why won't she take it? Kevin the bala omer lepikadon. You want to get? Which is, you want to go to the Morgan's to invest it and get a get? Someone would have done. It's stood. And then we know it's not worth anything. So why should she go take this gas? She doesn't want to take the gas. Because she knows the husband's claiming to be cousin. And then he may have credibility. She won't even want to take such a gas. So if it's not the other, it's not illegal. So then what's the basis of credibility? And then you officially gave him credibility. And told to explain to greater length. Because Nira the Furish, to her Hemne, came and Shemota, Biyodo, Aldat, Cain, Mosalo, Shehei Legerishin, Im Yoma Legerishin, Abba Pisha Hume Shaker, Kinley Ploim. Here's the guts of the Sugya, according to Tosh. The Hemne means that I gave you credibility to the extent that even if you lie, it doesn't matter. I in effect bestowed credibility upon you. I have the ability to say it about you, that whatever you say is correct, and I'm giving over the get to you as a shtip of Kabbalah, the shame because of, but with the understanding that you turn on me and come to Bezin and say, I was given the shame get, then I'm giving you another shame get. So I am saying, strange mitzvah. I'm giving over the get right now to the shliach, the chayim, and what I'm in effect saying is a sound. I didn't say the word. But in effect saying, chayim, I'm really giving this over to you, the shame because of. But if you, chayim, my dear trusted friend, should lie and come to Bezin and say, I'm giving the get to Shem Gerish, well then, I'm going to give it to Shem Gerish. That's what Hemne means. Wow. Strange, no? There's one Nesina which is as of yet, it is a very ambiguous Nesina. Because if Chaim tells the truth, it's only a because. Should Chaim lie to Shem Gerish?
Apparently
it's kosher. I have kavana that if you tell the truth, it's only a because. If you lie, it's Shem Gerish. Huh? Greira, Meiridik. So the answer presumably is that it's like a tonight. But I give you a tonight. It's like if
Chaim says the Shem Gerishin, let it be the Shem Gerishin. If Chaim says it should be Nu, it should be the Shem Pekod, the Shem Pekod. You mean Abanash Yir Ta'ava. Abanash Yir Ta'ava. Nu, we spoke about that already a little bit last week. Abanash Yir Ta'ava caused the Sarmi Shalom was not dependent upon Dreva. Why? Because it's Esher, it's Omer Zihizbara, and so it's the Shita. It says Omer Zihizbara. Chaim will say this, he'll say that. So therefore, or it's going to go to the Matala Yeshmer, perhaps, so that's a little sure. Sure it is. You'll either say the Pekod, or you'll say the Gerishim.
No, I'm the
Baal. I'm giving it over. You're the Shli. You're the Shlish.
So
whatever you say is going to be determinant. So I'm giving it over. If it rains, if the Mets and the Yankees both lose, then should be. I can't take it. If they both lose. I can't take it. I can't. But if one of them wins, then I should be able to cut and I'll hold off a little longer before I dump you. So, right? So, depends upon what's going on in Fenway Park or in Shea Stadium. So, I don't know what's going to happen. That's not brave. That's not the Medav Arech, as he said. It's posthumous. I hear it's different because here it depends upon that. That's about the Ramban. Depends upon the whim it's worth. Perhaps we say that we saw that we don't pass by that Gemara. We pass by both not considered to be rare. So that was we sort of get punished, I think. I don't know, it's a good question. Yes, good question. Yes.
What about my the Balmain also cases that he should share the Kabbalah? So that would you say that Esther went well from the Balmain when he made
it?
Like, okay, so I'm instilling you, I have enough faith in you,
but
you're going to the
Shmilos, you know. Right. Could be it is that way, but without discussing, we're discussing over here the issue of Hemne, what it means. Again, it's Chazar again. According to Rashi, Hemne means Avigu / Biyoda. According to also based upon two kashes, which we answered both of them. Right, well, we answered one of them. We didn't answer yet. It's based upon Hemne gave credibility, which means an amazing thing. If you lie, doesn't matter. I'm getting out of your lie. Fine. Next source is Lotzi Rav Abba, Odoaz Balz Kameid and Dami, Ushlish Neman, Mashma, the Neman, Afilu Kula, the Yerachas. How do you know? I don't know. Doesn't say. I guess the Brisa, the Tosefta, is so across the board, Medina is in the same city. I've got Bika the name of the Mises, the Lava Pikon, and Yahweh, Javier Avalay, we're given directly. Doesn't only part to give the part of the monetary document as well. Shayon just Yahweh, the Mechila, Kevin Shemino, Umotar, Biyodo, Mistrata, Babtachoso, Olof, Limchol, Amamono, Lahamed, Al Komar, Shayoma, Afilu Yishakir, Shemino, Lafsida, Mamono, you're allowed to do that. I feel it should look at this. Avo milta de isura ein biyodo lahamino. You can't confer credibility. The beget nami shlish neman al kei nothing lo. She the gerushin of yomah to the gerushin of grashin. He's lying. So there's an obvious question over here. Rav Chista is right. No, but who is talking about? You think it's talking about Brera? That's what's going on over here. Everyone knows this is Brera. Rav Chista is not Brera. Ah. Well, Brera's not found here. That's a baby, but it's not Mashma that way. So Tosfos is bothered by the question. What's in fact shot in Rav Huna? They don't give a very satisfactory answer. What do you mean, Abi Yodolani, the Babi Surah? Well, just say, I'll give over the get. I have him on the Pekodin. But if Chaim tells me the Gerishin, I mean the Gerishin. What? What's wrong with this? Chasson Akritus, Chasson Embrera. But the Chika Chasson and Atefa, we don't know what exactly the Chasson is. The Pashas, there is really no Chasson. He said before, it's not Brera. What priests know what's going to get out tonight? Which is considered to be Akritus. True, but if you had that after about, Tosfos was so eloquent, but Tosfos explained so beautifully, and didn't have shlish, that he has in mind that even the guy lies, okay, he has to lie, I have him on to give it based upon his lies. He has him on to give it over to Shem Gerish, and the man that ultimately lies. So why is everyone arguing about Chista? So we don't know yet, so we don't know. So I didn't eat
so. So
we're going to agree with that. I'm here for another group. That's what it sounds like.
sounds like, but the truth to tell, Elliot, if you're right, that's the Svar. Who did Denise say? Just say, one says Hamday, and one says Yashal Amino. So you want spade to spade. What are you dragging a cup over here? It's another problem. A, what's wrong with the logic of Chis the Beast? What's with Denise? We're missing a piece here, ourselves. We're missing a piece. We're missing a piece. About tomorrow, we'll try to fill in. But we're missing a piece. Fine, just two more small talks. Peinach b'fanein do amra pirush. Peinach dibedin sarach shnayim shel b'fanein do amra. Umizel ha'avakash shemel asat b'kash. Amen b'fanein do kibel lamali. What does that mean? Listen to this. Nehi, did I skip a tosis? I skip a tosis, I'm sorry. So that's in the shlish, I'm sorry. Pirush, amai sarach shnayim shel b'fanein do kibel. Why do you need two Adam to say that there was a Kabbalah? What do you mean? There's no Adam in Syria, nothing? No. I will sorrow for all of Shnayim, Shimon of Fanado Armor, could it be rational? Yeah, you need two Adam to say, son of a day, that there's still a Kabbalah. Right? Well, Mishani, the reason we're not believing the Shlish, mean not the Gita Mitos the Yodeh, the Han of Kroyim Shabiyodo, Shemim Matov Ashra, the Dafka Hecha Shaget Shalom Biyodo, the Hemne Abal, Umitzaralo, Neman. So he has the reason why we don't believe the Shlish is that he has ripped up papers. Ripped up papers is no good. Fact of the Gemara Tanah, Amra, P. Rich Tanah, the Bidin, Sarah Shayim, Shemim Fanado Amra, study the Shlish of the Kabbalah. We don't have a question. Now, the Fanado keep a love. Listen very carefully now. Nay, the low tagi, bitch, I'm up with the Fanado. I'm wrong. Okay, but you nigger, I get. Flow nothing. We eat the meatloaf the other. You can't say I call back Shanat. You can't say anything. Why not? Because again, it's ripped up into shreds. And there's no evidence whatsoever. Listen to this. This is a tricky line. You come across. Lovely the Fanado Kibel. What does Kibel mean? Kibel, the shame, Gerish. Lo haya zarech ella, le adim, shero. Uhu biyado shalem. Don't need a item on the actual mice and the seal of the Shem Gerishin. That'd be enough. Two items saw that this man, a.k.a. Shliach, we have eight of them, was made a seal of the Kabbalah, had to get in his hands at one point in time. And then we should say, I call the Hesher Nasa. And the Gemara, no way to Chasima. I mean, it's a one talking in code language. The Gemara's passion based on the assumption that indeed we saw together was subsequently ripped up. But for a moment, we saw it in his hand, and therefore say, I call the Hesher Nase, answer the Gemara, no, there were never any Eide Chasima. No Eide Chasima, so we cannot say, I call the Hesher Nase. So of course, we need the Eide Mesira. No question about it. I want to say two more Rashi's, and then we'll have to stop. On the Rashi Va'amai, Va'amai, everyone see Va'amai? Okay. Va'amai, Va'amai, boy Aiden Klau, lo b'kabbalah ve'lo b'amira. Ela b'amirasa b'levad b'hemne, to ha'hemne ba'am. Woo! This is the Rashi which proved what I said before is right. The first Rashi on the Gemara, that you don't even need Aiden, it's just shliach l'kabbalah. Get told. You don't even have it. I want to ask the question, what do you mean? It's enough in the Mishnah. So you need Aiden that he was appointed as a shliach l'kabbalah. What's Rashi talking about? We don't really understand. What's Rashi talking about? This Rashi is somewhat of a pella. But the Rashi discusses it at great length. At great length. Okay? That's one Rashi. The next Rashi we already saw before. I want us to go over it again. Mika nafik gita mitose yode. The fonenu laharos alonu lehemde or karo afapisha karo biyado. The fonenu ain shlish elegera shlishus biyado. The migu di boy ava ovid bay. My dekama nema nami ala mirato. Avodesh karo ain biyado lemosu biyado. So migu is going to be migu related biyado in this case as we saw before. Also, we succeeded in just doing Parshat Pshat in Gemara Rashi and Tosfos. Got a few thought questions. What about the two Migus over here on the days? What about the fact of Halacha versus Kabbalah, the top Tosfos? And we try to give a few answers to some of Tosfos' questions against Rashi in the second Tosfos, and we learn Pshat the other Tosfos in. Tomorrow, Amit Hashem, the Rosh Shem and Chet,
all the rounds of the sugya, all the rashes of the sugya. There'll be specific ramakamas given out tomorrow morning, but for those you have another couple hours to learn, you should do the rush, the ran, and the rashes if you have time. Okay? Okay, both. On the previous page, we had was end with this. So we have a few more minutes to go. We'll begin this now with this run on page Mem Zayin. Those few lines of paper, still have to write it, two lines. So we'll begin the discussion today, which is on Monday. Believe that there, we will continue the discussion of this page Mem Zayin. And when we finish, we'll get to the Rashba, which is today's Rambam Kavod. So no new Rambam Kavod this Monday, okay? I don't know if you adapt to want some of that popular demand. No. Okay, sorry.
Is
maybe they have less money, they're actually better. It's possible. They're both fine. This, let's start the run, Avazu Kashim and Arishon. Does the word do online in your edition? Who did this? Who did this? Some static underlined all the Rans in the world on your edition. It's amazing. Okay, Avazu Kashim and Arishon. Super fatty dollars. No, no, no. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. Okay, I didn't do it. We know the Gemara. Shnei Shtara Tayotim Biyom Ephah. Yalom HaKolk L'Shmur Ma'ashud Zedayini. Yukim Nerav Grav Meir Zamei Demis Kusim Akarsi. Hilzuk Shnei Mzok Akiyach. Kev and Goz Chas Ushof. L'Shmur Grav Alaza. Zamei Demis Kusim Akarsi. Hilzuk Zeshen Nisalob Zichil Lekona. Umut Lo Yadim Nehei Neyu Avdi Neshudah. Shud Zayini. Vahosam Kaimalon Tishmuel. Nerav Nachman. Of Yisvilei Avad Abdu Avosam Kavasei. Kaimalon Tishmuel Tishmuel. Hilzuk Rav Nachman Bedini. The Alma, Hilchos, but Rabbi Lazar, after story. There's a new story now. We take away our focus for the moment from the question of what Rabbi Lazar meant to the new question. We pass in our Rabbi Lazar, Mishnaros, and not. So the Mefurish Gemara Ksubas that tells in effect, we pass the Rabbi Lazar, Mishnaros. Why? Because we pass the Shuda, the dining. It's a very important question. We'll just read the Ramban and then we'll stop. The Rambam response will that we stay for Monday. See what the Ramban tells. Shekisha Amru Sham, the Rav Meir Kolkin, the Lech Ashut of the Dainy, Eli Rabbalazar, Haino Lamad the Sfile, the Edov Bachasumov Zokhila. Woo! A new phrase. Edov Bachasumov Zokhila. A magical, mystical phrase, which we'll have to analyze more on Monday. And how do you know that Shmuel holds that way? Because it's in Bava Ritzi, holds that way. And that could give him Iran tickles with that. Hilkop came on the aid of Bachasum of Zokhlo, Bereish Shnei, and Kilu Nechlo B'Shah Achat, Apilu Masar, because there were Masar Shnei, and Kona Mishat Tzima, She Yil Shnei, and Kiyekot. Hilkop, Ein Adar Yochol Yapos Kobo Shal Zeh, Mikobo Shal Zeh, Umar Shudah Ikol Meima. That's the Gemara in Sadi Dal of Ksudah. Aval Anan, Kema de Kaimala, the low Kani de Ede Chasima, Ah, the Mati Shtora Liyode, against Ede de Chasima Zachala, Afil Rabbi Meir, Igel de Meva Shuda, Shari Bishah, Shakrasalem, Lo Kanu Klum, Elamishah, Shamrasalem, Hu Shekonim, the Gach of Masa the Rishon, the Chaz the Masa the Sheni, the Shemaz the Chil the Kana, the Zu Eitza Amuka, the Derech Lintos Mimeno. Woo! If I must say so myself, there's a deep Eitza to the Ramba. The saying is, that Lemaise, even according to every mayor, you can say Shuzah. Problem, major problem. But after Mukha Mitoka. So we have to go in to discuss the Ramban, since you contradict the Ramban later. Then the Ramban says we need to wait, we have to wait till Sof Hayom. Now he's saying that's only if you hold Edeba Kosuva Zafalo. So he's modifying what he says later on in the next page. Mishnah on Monday will go through it slowly. If you have to see over Rosh Hashanah, the Chazal, we're going to fill now, to fail a little bit, you didn't see it. We should all see the Chazim and Tov. I don't have any Muslims today or anything other than Hashkafa, because tonight at 10:35, as you know, we'll have a public shiur for the whole of Beit Medrash on these kinds of young. Okay.